everybody. Okay, welcome back to Stay Positive. I know it's been a little bit of a gap in there, and I have a good excuse. I have been, I've had my very first kind of real, well, that's an insult to past jobs. I've been writing for a new TV show that'll be on Disney Plus, probably not till next year, summer, I don't know. And it's called Earth to Ned. It's been announced, so you can read about it online, but it's basically a talk show for Disney Plus, like a late night talk show, and it's hosted by an alien named Ned, and he has a sidekick named Cornelius, and they've been lovely in my life for the past few months. So I've been working there since July, and it actually ends for me very soon in a couple weeks, in which case I'll be fun employed, and I'll be back to doing more podcasts. So in a way, it's a win-win, you know what I mean? But I'll miss my good friends that I've made on the show, and hopefully they'll all come on my podcast someday, so you'll hopefully meet them too. But anyway, so this episode I recorded while I was working still, so it's, it was a special one. I got together with my friend who I'd met on a previous job, and he used to work in production, television production, but he recently pivoted to, streaming on Twitch. I don't know too much about the streaming world. He tells me a little bit about it, but I'm about to go on a stream, so I'm trying to coordinate the release of this podcast with going on a stream so that hopefully some of his followers come on here and listen to the interview. So welcome if that's you. But anyway, yeah, it's a really fun conversation. He's a fun guy. And a good friend. And also, in further news, I got this little felt board. So if you're watching this on video, I'm holding it up. But if you're just listening to the audio, none of this is going to make sense. So tune out, buddies. So this is a felt board that I got off of Amazon. Shout out. And it's got little, like, plastic. Oh, God, I just messed it all up. It's a real finicky little bitch. Okay, so basically it is. So I spell out the guest name on it. Anyway, it's in the video, you guys. I'm getting advanced here. I'm really investing in the podcast. Okay, it was probably like $35. Ooh, big spenders. So the guest is Andy Wisely, and check him out on twitch.tv/cooksex.
And you're a Twitch streamer.
I am a Twitch streamer, actually. Uh-huh. Kind of new, kind of not new, but Twitch!
You're playing a lot to the camera.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
No, this is good.
Okay, look, the reason why I'm staring at the camera as much as I am instead of staring at you, which is what I should do.
No, you're good. Uh-huh. I'm just pointing it out because I find it unique.
I do IRL streaming, right? IRL. So IRL means in real life. I have a camera basically following me around all day, every day.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the apparatus. It's kind of like Ghostbustery.
Yeah, I mean, it's not natural. It's not natural. So imagine like a Steadicam whole rig, except I'm wearing it in a backpack and it's facing me. But anyways, the point is, I go outside and I'm so used to staring at the camera as if I'm talking to someone live.
Right.
That I can't help not stare at the camera.
People are behind that camera for you.
Yeah. I mean, whoever's watching the video,
that's who's there,
is going to be. So I'm trying to engage with y'all.
Yeah, you're a host personality. That's what host personalities do, right? It's like, they're able to somehow act as if it's not like a weird machine lens.
Right.
I think it's actually like, a live audience.
Of people, right.
Which it is.
I mean, it's like that whole thing where it's the window to the other side. This is literally the fourth wall. Yeah, window to the soul. This is the fourth wall, I guess, to some degree. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the audio version, they won't know who's looking
and
where.
And I am very delayed about the YouTube version.
Oh.
I do put it, so that's what I put out there. The problem is, okay, so here's why.
Yeah.
Whenever I compress a video and export it to YouTube and everything, it takes up like 8 hours.
Oh,
and it makes
my
computer slow. So I can't use my computer for 8 hours. So I normally do it like before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to plan because sometimes I'm like using my computer and then I need to go to bed. And I'm like, well, I didn't set up this whole thing.
Right.
So I've gone a lot of days without uploading. Granted, I just got a new computer because my computer got stolen.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, my laptop got stolen, but it was like pretty old. So that's good. But then, so then this new one hopefully is more powerful and it won't shut down for 8 hours to make a video.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then I'll definitely be more
there
up
you
on
go.
My YouTube game.
Yeah. Well, the thing I've learned is you have to diversify in all the platforms out there because you are basically making use of all the different audiences that you can garner from each platform. Like if you're on Instagram, not all your Instagram people are going to be going to let's say your web, your YouTube, and your YouTube people are not going to go into your whatever.
Yeah, people have their favorite thing. Yeah. So you're obviously on Twitch.
Obviously.
Well, a couple things.
Yeah.
How'd you get started on Twitch?
Like, oh God.
Because I knew you pre Twitch.
Yes.
Let's just say I was one of your.
Yes.
You know, people who knew you before you were famous.
Come on. So Sierra knew me during my traditional media days.
Oh. Where I was all,
yeah, traditional media. Even though traditional media, like the whole phrasing of that doesn't even matter anymore.
Right, there's no such thing as traditional media because, I mean, what? Cave paintings?
Oh, books?
Yeah.
Newspapers? I guess that. Well, so, that's ancient now. Well,
right.
So the thing is, Sierra and I, we met when I was focused really on the production side of my life, right? And, I mean, I don't want to, like, talk. Can we swear on this?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to, like, talk shit. I'm sorry. S-H-I.
Whoa, I didn't know you were going to say that word.
S-H-I-T about, like, the industry. But, like,
right.
That for having have worked in that industry for as long as I have, I wasn't getting fulfilled in a... okay, look.
Yeah.
Let me...
That's valid.
I'm being very vague, but let's just say it came to a point... I'm getting very sweaty.
Let's just say some people.
Yeah. Let's just say the live producer. Oh. Okay. Forget I said any of that. What happened was ultimately at one point I went on a trip to Japan and Thailand.
Okay.
And I was doing a lot of Instagram storying because even though I work production, I did a lot of like Snapchat or Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Just
you're like a personality. Naturally.
I guess.
Even if you weren't working in that before.
I just liked instant validation for like whatever creative spurt I had at the moment. Even if it's not the greatest, it's like, hey, I see something weird going on over there. Let me just insta story this and then share it to people and get a reaction.
Yeah, and people reacted, which is also not a given.
Right. So ultimately, long story short, did that trip. It got pretty well received by a lot of people.
Let's just say Steven Spielberg.
Yes, let's just say Steven Spielberg. So what happened was there was an idea to take that concept and pitch it around to be a travel show. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I entertained that idea. But the only downside was because I had like no clout or any kind of fame or like celebrity from beforehand.
Mine stardom.
Yeah. I had nothing. I was literally just a normal civilian.
Got it.
I needed to be paired up with someone else. And I felt like that would, I don't know, deviate from the original concept of what I wanted
to do.
Weird. Yeah, so, like I'd be the sidekick.
Oh, okay.
Instead of the guy.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. Because then your ideas would have to kind of be born out of them rather than like what's in front of you.
Yeah, or it wouldn't be my unique spin on what I'm seeing, right? So it's like a collaborative thing.
So who are they trying to pitch pair you with?
Spiel. I don't know if I want to talk about that stuff. Fine. Because they're all friends of mine.
Oh, okay.
No, they're all friends of mine. Yeah, I knew these people, and I'm just like, well, I don't know if I want to do that.
I thought it was like a boy band sort of experiment where you're like, we just met yesterday.
No. Not at all. Well, we haven't traveled together, so I wouldn't know what that's like.
Got it.
Anyways, the point is, I needed to create my own audience, and I was like, you know what? Twitch is out there, and I think streaming is potentially what the future of media and broadcasting is going to be like, so why not give it a go? Cool. And I gave it a go.
And the rest is history.
It's history in the making.
History in the making.
Yeah.
You've done a bunch of, like, events, right?
Yes.
What are your favorites?
Events that I've covered on stream? I think the most fun that I've ever had was doing RuPaul's DragCon.
Oh, amazing. Was this when you had drag?
Yeah. This is when I got into drag costume.
It was great. Because also you got the best makeup in the biz.
I know. The one and only from head to toe, Jen.
Yeah. And so it looked really good. Good. What do you call the eye thing they had?
Ombre like makeup? Smoky?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think it was something. L'Oreal? I see what you mean. It was a gradient kind of like.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And you had the pink wig.
Yeah, I had a pink wig
and
from
you still had your mustache.
I still had my facial hair.
Which I think was good because, you know, it was like a good extra step.
I mean, it was for the people who were like not completely on board watching a man dress in drag, I guess. And it was just more like, hey, I'm grounded.
You're look, grounded we have everything. In your mustache.
Yeah.
All right, that'll really keep those guys.
Yeah. Plus, it's like around. A character-defining feature. I think.
That's what I was like pro, because you know it's like I can still tell it's you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of something I haven't seen as much. I mean, I have seen mm-hmm. drag with beards or facial hair, yeah. which is great.
Yeah.
But I feel like I hadn't seen like the sort of Andy mustache.
Yeah, the pencil stash, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah, that was the best time. That was here at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think they also do that show in New York as well.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But I will say, if you guys have never tried drag costume,
was that your first time?
My very get to drag, because I've sure. worn women's clothes okay. before, well, but
that's also drag, I think.
Not in
but this was like
public.
Full makeup going,
yes,
yeah, like going more.
Oh, it felt empowering, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, did you like wearing makeup?
I didn't think I would like it as much as I did.
Yeah, did you do eyebrows?
Dude, we did the whole did I? I don't remember. All I know is I added extra lashes.
Oh, yeah.
Did the whole contouring thing, the nose highlight.
Oh, yeah, nose highlight.
It was everything.
Yeah,
it is
really about, like, it's interesting, but yeah, with the it's like almost making, like, your face into sort of a weird optical illusion.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, well, if I add the nose highlight, like, I think what it's supposed to do is be like, my nose is more pronounced.
Yeah.
For us Asians, we have, like, flat noses.
Right.
Or, like, oh, contouring, it's like to give yourself more cheekbones.
Yeah.
Supposed to, but it's all, like, two-dimensional. It's like when you do those
cell shading
things.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks 3D, but it's actually 2D. You know, it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, but that optical illusion helps a lot, because I don't know if you know this, but I feel like whenever you see a lot of Asians on camera, for example, they don't look as good as they normally do, and that's because of the way that the lighting comes on. Yeah. And if they're not contoured, their faces look a lot flatter than they normally do.
Do you think it's because, like, not a lot of Asians on TV out here, so they're still figuring out how to light them and how to make up them and stuff
100%.
Like that? Yeah.
100%, I think.
I kind of remember noticing that, and I honestly, I don't even know. I think it was, like, lighting,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it was makeup, but, like,
yeah.
When I was watching Dr. Ken, like, sometimes they would look kind of like something was off.
Yeah.
Like they highlighted their cheeks instead of their cheekbones or something.
Oh, I have no, I mean, I didn't
but
watch
I don't
the
know.
Show, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, and then I know, you know, even if you go get your makeup done, like,
mm-hmm.
for something, they don't necessarily, like, one time I've had an Asian makeup artist. That mm-hmm. was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that's pretty rare. And then one time I had it, I think for, like, last comic, they did it, and it was, like, my face was very gray.
Gray?
I just was, like, I took their word. I literally, that was the first time I think I ever had my makeup done for, like, camera.
Yeah,
so
were you a zombie?
I took their word for it, and I was, like, I guess this is good, because I hear that the camera does things weird to you, so, like, maybe this will correct that.
Interesting.
I don't think it looked like, I just kind of looked a little off, I know,
did you
but
think
I
that,
think only I could tell.
Did you think that you looked better when you had the Asian makeup artist?
Yeah.
100%, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But she knows.
Yeah, I mean, even this lighting right now, I probably look real bloated and round like an egg.
Well,
I mean, even though I do in real life,
I'm
but, you know, like.
No, that's fine. I mean, you like to wear your glasses, too. Do you find that that's like you like that look?
I almost have no choice. I have bad, poor vision.
Yeah, but you have very specific glasses. These are the ones that were sunglasses, right?
That's true. These used to be women's sunglasses. Yeah.
You pop the lenses out.
Yeah. I mean, to me, glasses are like a safety blanket, because, like, with the mustache and the glass combo, you don't really pay attention to the rest of the face. No? Like, when
I mean, I hope I do, but it's part of your face.
I think so if you were to draw a caricature of Donald Trump.
It would be much easier to draw a caricature of somebody who has, like, added features.
Yeah. And for me, someone would remember my look. They would just draw the glasses and the mustache and the facial hair.
Somebody looking at that would also recognize
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm a living, breathing cartoon character.
So I have glasses.
Oh, yes. I like your glasses.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I don't have them on right now. But I would say I kind of am like, oh, it kind of like that. It breaks up my face a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes it's like a lot of face. I have, like, a lot of face, and I'm like, well, I don't have any that much face.
Yeah, is too much face? How much face is too much face? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know, but every the, like, you know, maybe for women sometimes. Yeah. I think people like the narrower faces and the sharper chins. Mm.
I like your face, though.
Obviously, I don't, you know, I don't subscribe to such conventional traditional media.
Oh, please.
I'm just kidding. No, but I would say, but yes, thank you. You know, I think it's fun to think about glasses as a accessory, also on top of the necessity.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what else I could do to make my face even more recognizable. Like maybe a tattoo.
Well, definitely a tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if you want to do that. Seems painful, permanent.
Yeah. Unless if there's a way to just do it every time. Like, just do a heart shape right underneath my eye.
I like can wash it off. Like, every morning.
Yeah, every morning.
Yeah, I mean, I put on makeup almost every morning, and I would say
you do?
It takes time.
Yeah. Did you put on any today?
Yeah.
Wait, is that mole makeup?
No.
Oh, that's a real mole. I was like, yeah, check out this mole right here. Yeah.
But I don't paint that on.
You know what? In all the years that I've known, I don't even think I'd noticed that you had a mole there. Now I know, and I can't unsee it.
Yeah, but...
Ugh. I'm just kidding.
Brutal. But yeah, I'm wearing makeup.
Yeah.
And yeah, not that much, but I would say it does take time every right. morning. And so you could paint on a heart on or whatever you want
to
do.
Hey, more props to you women for taking the time out to put makeup on.
Me, women?
I mean, to the no, women I and men. I mean, oh, anybody.
It's becoming less and less necessary.
Yeah, really.
I think a lot more. You know, there's like Alicia Keys. She doesn't wear makeup. Anyway, we've ventured.
Yeah, away yeah, from, yeah. Sorry.
From streaming. I don't want to take sorry. Away from.
Sorry.
Sucks.
I mean, streaming is just so interesting as a.
So yeah, what
topic
else do
point.
You do? You guys went to Howl and Raise.
Oh, I've went to Howl and Raise. Yes. Howl and Raise. Nashville style.
Always a
chicken
long
wings.
Ass line.
Always.
Town.
Always, yeah.
How long did you wait?
I relooked at the VOD. I think we waited about an hour. So I was with June.
So
do you know June, by the way?
Well, I met June the day you guys did that, I think. Because
wait, really?
That night, I was at Blue Cafe.
Cafe. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Then,
oh, yeah. We ran into
each
other. And
then I was like, hey, any good place? And then you're like, oh, come.
Oh.
No, we didn't run into each other. I told you where I was.
Okay.
Shut
okay.
up.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? I told you where I was.
Oh, yeah. You invited me out. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
I met June that day.
Yes. Okay.
June, very kind
yeah.
friend of Andy's.
Yes, yes, yes.
I met
nice
him
guy.
Once, and actually, I met him twice because he reminded me that I met him once before and he
oh.
called me out on not remembering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one time. But that was like Christmas of last year.
Yeah.
So, he and then it was very brief. I'm defending myself anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so you uh-huh. guys had just seen the chicken.
Yeah, yeah. And we had some cricket and balut that same day.
Oh yeah. So how did you how'd you eat the cricket? Like was it
something? We had it Mexican style at Galaguetza.
Cool.
What does that mean? I have no idea. Because we just had the option. We had the option of original and Mexican style.
Oh, so there was two different kinds.
I mean, it was caliente. Let's just
I
say
see.
That. Yeah.
But so was the chicken.
Okay, the chicken was unreal. So, I don't know. Have you ever had Howl and Raise?
No, I mean, I think we went once and
yeah.
it was on the line. We're like, yeah, don't have time.
I think they like to advertise themselves as being the spiciest fried chicken or Southern style chicken here in Los Angeles. Or maybe even the world. I have no clue. But they have an off-menu Howl and Plus, which they wouldn't even let you have. Unless if you've graduated from having regular Howland.
Oh.
So we wanted to go and have the most hottest.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, have you ever had Howland before? And I was like, I don't think so. And they're like, no, you can't even do it. It's almost like a liability.
Safety. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when we had regular Howland, they're like, you got to wear these gloves. This is 12 million Scoville. It's as hot as pepper spray, et cetera, et cetera.
So the hotter one's hotter than pepper spray?
Yeah, exactly. I don't
yeah.
even know. Is it made out of lava?
I can just get my pepper spray and squirt a little bit. Now that I gotta wait.
Yo, that sounds fun.
I don't gotta wait an hour. No, that's
I know.
Obviously dangerous.
I think maybe we should do that on stream. Sierra Cat Cattell.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I don't know.
Well,
I finally reinstated my pepper spray.
Really?
Well, I didn't have it on me because they take it away from you sometimes when you go into bars. So I was like,
really?
Oh, well, then I might as well. Or not. But like places.
Who takes it away at the
you know,
bars?
Like,
the bouncers?
Yeah. Where they look inside your purse and they're like, well, you obviously can't have weapons.
But that's for self-defense against people in the bars.
You're right. Yeah, it's interesting. A flawed system. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I could just eat that instead.
Yeah. Wait, eat the pepper sprays.
Well, I'm making
a... Anyways, yeah. No, we do a lot of crazy things on my stream. I mean, the best way for me... I know this is not really what you asked, but I'm just kind of going on to, like, not only do we cover events or eat crazy foods. It's imagine, like, Jackass meets talk show meets food review meets mukbang meets travel show meets... I don't know. It's essentially just a variety show. I do whatever I feel like. And that's what the liberating part is and why I've stuck with it ever since, you know, like, long going around back to the beginning of, you know, I just wanted to try this out, turned into a creative way for me to fulfill the things that I wanted to achieve when I was doing traditional media,
sure.
Right?
Cool.
'Cause you could tell a story in so many ways. You can witness character arc, and it sounds a little bit like you're manipulating the situation, but it's just...
No,
it's not really, yeah.
You're making stuff without having to wait for somebody to tell you you can.
Yeah.
Thing, which is nice.
Yeah, very off the cuff, very improvised. You have a lot of freedom.
Cool. And so what's your schedule like? Like, it has to be pretty regular, right?
Well, that's the thing.
Your streaming schedule.
That's the thing. You should have a regular schedule, but I'm still in that process of figuring that out.
I mean, I'm like the queen of that with this podcast. Like, I swear to God, I was like, weekly. And then it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Maybe once every 2 weeks. And then it's just, it's tricky because, you know, if you don't have, if you only have really like your own self working on it too, sometimes it can make it hard.
Well, the thing is, you should strive, at least for streaming, you should strive for a regular schedule because a lot of people like to know, hey, I'm going to come home from work. I know he's going to be on at this time.
Right.
So they'll come regardless because they know when to expect you to be on. But there was a time when I was like trying to do that, when I was trying to do 6, 7, 8 hours a day for 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah, I remember you were in that state. It seemed intense.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm getting a little on the old side. And
the old side.
And I don't take care of myself when I stream. Like, I don't consume as much energy, for example. Like, I don't eat enough.
Yeah, it's hard.
Compared to all the calories that I end up burning. So I just get really tired.
Sure. I mean, it's like hard. Because is it hard to step away? Like, if you're in and...
That's the thing. I mean, people say that if you're not consistent, your numbers get greatly affected. Uh-huh. But I think I'm still relatively new that it doesn't matter because I'm still on the come up. Like, I can not stream for 2 days. Excuse me. I cannot stream for 2 days. And the next stream that I have, my numbers are double what I had before.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still growing regardless. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be a point where that plateaus.
If they demand more and more.
Yeah, but it's also like, do I give in to the demands of these people, these ingrates, these people that are just sitting there staring at me, sucking my soul?
Oof.
Yeah.
So, but then they are able to tip you? Is that the Twitch way?
That is another source of revenue. That's another revenue stream.
Can you spell it out for
me? Yeah, so
the Twitch novice?
If you guys are not aware of the thing is, I think contractually we're not allowed to talk about too much in terms of money, but there's stuff that everyone knows.
Like what people would tackle if they were brand new to it.
Yeah, so if you were new, you want to get to a point where you become a Twitch affiliate, which is where I am right now. But Twitch affiliate is right when you get that subscription button, and if you want to compare what the subscription button is compared to YouTube, for example, a YouTube subscription is more like a Twitch equivalent of a follow. Right, because
so those are separate things.
Yeah, it's a separate thing. If you subscribe to a YouTube channel, you're not paying anything. You're just like, hey, I want to get your notifications. I subscribe to watch your content whenever it comes out. Twitch is equivalent; it's a follow, but they also have something called a subscription. And the subscription tier one is $4.99. You get the streamer gets half of it. Amazon gets the other half. And what you get for
Amazon
that, Amazon owns Twitch. What you get is, you know, a slew of emotes and a nice badge in the chat room, things like that. And I mean, it really depends on what the streamer.
And that's a month?
That's per month.
Nice.
And you can also cancel that if you want as well. But not only can you support the streamer that way, I mean, some streamers have Patreon, some
right.
some have donation / tip options where you could even pay via cryptocurrency if you wanted Ooh. To support the streamer.
Yeah.
But those are like the base ways of a streamer's income source. There's several other ways, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's hard to get into that.
No, yeah. I mean, that's... I didn't even know the difference between follow and subscribe.
Yeah.
So that is clearer, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you obviously... Did you, like, follow a bunch of people on Twitch before, and then that kind of is how you knew...
No.
You no, it was...
Not at all. Not at
just,
all.
Just, like, the translation.
Yeah.
The host.
Yeah, I cool. still... I mean, I'm still relatively new in the sense that I don't know a lot of things, even though I've been on the platform now for 7 months. So I think there was a certain point in my Twitch career where I was like, you know what? I think I need to see what real successful streamers do. And then that's when you go out and you do some research. You watch, you're like, oh, so that's what they do. Oh, this is what it's like to have 100 people in your chat. Oh, this is what it's like to...
I see, yeah.
You know,
so that came a little later, yeah?
Yeah, that cool. came much later. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that only helped me because a lot of people that... Let's say if I was a child, not a child, just somebody, sorry. Let's just say I was somebody that was watching a lot of Twitch before I started
a child.
Damn it. Let's say I was a 14, fuck. Anyways, point is, let's say I was somebody and then I wanted to start streaming.
Right.
After having watched streamers for years, I'm assuming what I would do is I would want to emulate
it's very similar to stand-up, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Early on, you kind of mimic maybe people you like.
Right.
If you're a huge fan.
Right, right.
It's probably a little harder to go in cold, mm-hmm. but people do it, and
yeah.
sometimes that could be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so what I was saying was, like, instead of me emulating someone else, I had nothing to base it on except what I thought is what right. streaming should be. Mm-hmm. So that allowed me to have a more unique spin in this space than, I don't know, many other people. So that's only worked in my benefit. I forgot the question.
No, that's I said, were you like following?
Oh, people? Yeah. No,
like,
not, no.
I'm my own man.
Yeah, I'm my own man.
Summary.
Yeah, but now that I've been doing it for a while, I've made a lot of friends. Ooh, and I've been learning a lot of things that now I'm stealing from them.
Ooh,
yeah,
so
stealing
are
tactics.
Your friends people who you are just digitally connected to, or have you made friends that have translated to IRL friends?
A little bit of both.
Cool.
A little bit of both, yeah. Like, there's this one guy who I just bumped into at a Koreatown night market who's also a streamer.
Oh, and you recognize him?
No, I didn't recognize him. He saw that I was walking around with the camera. He's like, oh my God, you're a streamer. I'm a streamer too.
Nice.
And then there was a point when I'd run into him literally every day. For like 2 weeks, and I was like, what the fuck? This guy is stalking me. Just on the streets.
I've never run into anyone out here.
Really? Are you out on the streets?
I mean, okay, I literally live a few blocks away from...
Yeah.
Don't
give your information. I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But from our friend who worked on a show that we worked on together,
Was I on with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
She lives like 2 or 3 blocks down the street.
Really?
And I have never run into her for like the years that I've been here.
What if she's avoiding you?
Well, I just saw her the other day, and
she's like,
we don't run into each other. I mean, maybe she's seen me and run the other direction.
Yeah,
and
she's
possible.
Like, oh my God, that's Sierra.
But, I mean, Koreatown's a little more dense and has more things to do than here.
This is true.
So you're running into him in, like, public places, markets, or he's like on your doorstep, like, whoa, so we ran into each other.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, when you're streaming live, anybody could be watching, and they could pinpoint your exact location.
So he was talking to you?
I mean, there's probably
Also, your definition of running into somebody is now in question because you said you ran into me.
Everything I say is not valid, by the way.
But, okay, interesting. So he's talking to you.
Yeah, no, there was a time I was literally walking down Vermont Ave just doing a walk and talk with, you know, the Happy Boy Army, my community.
Oh, nice.
And John just drives by. Yeah, John just drives by. He's like, hey! I'm like,
oh, he's driving.
Oh, my God, you.
Pass by in cars.
Yeah.
But neither people saw each other. Or the person in the car was like, I don't want to say hi to
Sarah.
And then they kept driving.
Oh, wait.
Does that make sense?
Are you saying that it takes that it theoretically
effort.
Could have? Oh.
Yeah, it takes an extra effort for somebody who's driving to go out the window and be like, hey.
I feel like people do that to me all the time.
Well, you're very friendly. Maybe people don't like me.
No. Everybody
well,
likes you, Sierra.
Yeah, I'm not walking on the street that much, but yes, everybody does.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Yep.
And fact check there. Yes,
yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. Don't believe anything that I say.
I wish that I could. I wish that I could run into people more because I do sometimes feel a little isolated.
Well,
you know?
Now that I know where you live, I'll just kind of hang out down the corner and just say hi every time I see you. Like, hey, Sierra.
I'm running into you here.
Fancy meeting you here. I got some pineapples for
you.
You
have a strong community. Strong community yeah. Andy has built.
Yeah, yeah, the Happy Boy Army.
Yeah, Happy Boy Army, but also just like your friend group.
You my friend group.
You know everyone. I've met a lot of people through you.
Sure.
And I mean, you know, you've obviously been here for a while, so
yeah,
that's helpful. But I think that takes cultivation.
Yeah.
What are your secrets to friendship and maintaining friendships too? Because you've had like long term friendships.
Oh man, I don't have a secret. The only thing that I know is for a long time I didn't actually care about friendships. I was like, oh, this person doesn't want to be a friend? Oh, forget it. I thought friends were expendable. But maybe the secret is to realize that they're not.
Wait, what do you mean? People who didn't want to be your friend?
No, let's say you get into an argument and you don't come to a... You come to an impasse, yeah. Right? Instead of... my vocabulary is not very good right now. Instead of compromising or bending... and accommodating to the other person, you're just more like, ah, well, fuck it. I don't want to be your friend. Mm. Then you're out of my life. It was a lot easier for me. I lost a lot of short-term friends through that. But I did learn that over time, it takes a lot of investment to not only make friends, but maintain friendships, especially in a city like Los Angeles. So... The secret is, I don't know, if you really do value someone in your life, you got to put the time in to a certain degree.
Sure, like reaching out, checking in.
Yeah,
sort of
I mean, that is hard.
Meeting up.
It's still hard.
I mean, I feel like you are somebody who I think like, oh, I could text Andy to hang out. Like, obviously, I told you when I was in Koreatown.
Yeah.
For this, you know, I feel like you're a very easy person to like. I don't feel like scared. Like, oh no, I'm going to be bugging him.
Well, it's because 9 times out of 10, I'm like, yes, I'm down. I have nothing else to do today. Please, please hit me up.
Me too, though. But I think a lot of people, maybe some people put on more of a like, I'm busy. But then they're really not.
Yeah.
And so then I get more intimidated because I'm like, I think they're busy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's.
But I mean, you are busy too.
More or less. Before. Before, most times, not really, though.
But I mean, like, I've asked you, and you've been like, oh, I can't. And that's, like, that hasn't been like, oh, God.
True.
Oh, God, he's so mean.
I don't know what the secret is. I guess I'm just a very approachable guy.
Yeah, maybe that's that's, like, that's a good trait, right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if there's any other tips out there for those of you guys who can't maintain friendships. That you got to just...
Yeah, you gotta put the effort in.
Yeah, you gotta put the effort in.
I would say I had a learning a little bit about myself was learning that like a lot of people so I feel like I'm compatible with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But again, it's the work that you put into it. And I think I was so spoiled as a kid. Like I was in the same school district my whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, until high school, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh man, I gotta really put myself out there because I was never at a new school. I was never the new kid. So it was sort of like easy to have these long-term friends because we just like basically saw each other.
Right.
There's like no choice.
Right.
So then once I got to college and was like, oh, time to make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
I found that I could, but it was definitely like a lot of my friends were the ones who just like made the effort because I probably wasn't, you know what I mean? And that's great because I actually have like a lot of really great like go-getter,
friends that
like,
hustle.
Friends that hustle.
Yeah.
That make spreadsheets for you. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, but you know, I think it was definitely like, you know, they're also great, but I don't think it's like, oh, we were soulmates. You know
right.
what I mean? I think it's like literally like, oh, we just put the work in.
Yeah.
And in particular, they put the work in, well, and that was great. You know?
I think you have a unique thing though, because when I met you, I was like, I want to be that person's friend. You seem to have a magnetic personality. I don't know what it is. But maybe that's what it is. Like other people, like they like, oh, this Sierra girl, I want to be her friend.
Oh.
It could be that mole on her eye.
I feel that way about my friends.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, there are definitely certain ones where I'm like, ooh, be cool if I be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we didn't
but
become.
I know. But also, you made that very, you were like very open about that right away. Like inviting me to hang out with your friends and stuff like that. And so that was like huge. You know what I mean? Because I was just like, oh, I'm this like, it was my first job.
Mm-hmm.
So new to things and didn't think anybody would want to associate with me, well, you know? So that was very comforting.
Full disclosure, I'm also a male and I'm very friendly to females.
Uh-oh.
I like to make a lot more female friends than male friends.
Right. So yeah, but you're also, you have a lot of close female friends, so you're clearly, you can do it. And I have a lot of guy friends, I would say.
This is true. This is true. I mean, do you find that after having have lived here for as long as you have, it's getting easier for you to make more friends?
Yes. I mean, I feel like I've at least put more effort in it.
Yeah.
That's what I had to learn. It's also hard because I'm in a relationship, so it's
You're
not as like, oh, who am I going to meet tonight? You know, you're kind of like, well, or we could just stay in and not meet anybody new, you know?
Yeah.
But
you have that safety
I mean, from
net.
From jobs, from work, and, you know, the podcast, I'll be like, just come be my friend.
Hey, that's a great way.
That's how I make friends.
That's a great way to make friends.
And maintain friends.
I do that on my stream, too. I'm like, hey, this person's interesting. They'll see my numbers. Yeah, they'll see my numbers like, oh, this guy's got some good numbers. Right. Yeah, I'll go on his stream. I'm like,
what's
yes, I got him.
Is, does it feel like it's sort of transactional, too? Because you're like, oh, well, they can feel like they're getting something out of this because we're doing an activity.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think I approach it. I approach it probably better than most other streamers because a lot of people can be pretty scummy and leechy when it comes to using or being around certain people. But for me, if I were to have a friend come on my stream or if it's like another streamer, I go out of my way to make sure they're not well compensated because, I mean, I'm not making that kind of money. But like if we're hanging out, I'll pay for their lunches. Right. I'll pay for their dinners or whatever.
That's very nice.
And also, whatever audience that we get, I will take that and raid them. And if you don't know what raiding is it's a thing on Twitch where when you end your broadcast, you take whatever audience you have and you can send them to another channel.
Oh.
Right? So if, let's say,
streamer.
Yes, the other streamer. So let's say if Sierra is a streamer and Sierra and I are together. We'd have our little adventure. When the time is over, I'd be like, all right, Sierra, you start your stream, and we'll take
That's
these thousands of people that we have gained during this stream, and then I'll immediately send them over, and then we can continue the journey that way. So that's kind of like a symbiotic.
You're passing it off.
Yeah. It's
that's
like passing
cool.
off the
that's
torch.
That's a great concept that you came up with.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other medium that does that.
No. I mean, I guess like retweeting is a similar idea, but not.
Yeah, but you're not shepherding people over because I could take the Happy Boy Army, go into your stream and be in the chat with them. I'm like, hey, Sierra, how you doing? And then, you know, it's a very engaging
And they trust your
thing.
Opinion.
Sure.
They trust you're going to send them somewhere.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
Completely different.
Well, it's like the Justice League, right? If I was Batman, I'm like, hey, I got my friend Superman over here. Let's go check out his comic book. Or maybe I'll make a guest appearance.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah, like a collab YouTube collab.
Yeah, yeah. It's a true definition of collaborating and networking. But I guess that's where it gets a little crazy.
Well, yeah, so I don't even mean that like it's transactional in like a weird like way. But I just mean that sometimes it feels like I sometimes think people wouldn't want to hang out with me just to hang out with me.
Oh.
So here we get to make a thing together or we get to like, you know, we get to like be, do it for an audience. You know what I mean? It like adds some value to it for my own insecurity.
Oh, I see
not,
what you're saying.
Not for actually getting anybody value. Maybe it's more for my own like, this is how I pad it for myself so that I think.
So you think people don't want to hang out just for the sake of hanging out. There's always got to be something behind it.
I mean, I would like to think that I think that.
Yeah.
That, because I do hang out with people without podcasting.
Yeah, 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 of
but,
course. You're not, well, you're only releasing one episode a week.
After I turn the lights off, I like go into hibernation, and then I wake up again, and there's another guest. And
As soon as she takes her turn this camera off, she's going to stop talking to me. I'm going to just walk out all sad.
Shut down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, I don't know, maybe that's the comfort of having something available to do. In the same way that, like, okay, if I'm hosting a get-together, I think I would have a hard time doing it here in this apartment versus, like, ooh, we're all going to go to a bar,
right.
You know?
Right, right. I don't know. I find it to be a little bit opposite for me because Well, it really depends, because I spend, let's say, Monday to Friday streaming. Of course, other streamers would love to join in on the stream and collab or do whatever with me. But my friends pre-stream, however, are not so hot on the idea of coming on it, you know? Right. Because a lot of them, you know, their profession is being behind or in front of a camera all the time anyways, that when they want to hang out,
downtime.
They want nothing. It's just, let's be real people.
Right, right. They're like, please, no pictures.
Yeah. Exactly. And I found that for me, for being a person who originally had a lot of like private moments with my friends, and now I'm living such a public life, I'm finding it harder and harder to find time to actually to hang out with my pre-stream friends. So it's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. You're living that post-stream life.
Yeah.
In a pre-stream world.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to figure out the balance of it, right?
Yeah, that's tough. I feel that a little bit about stand-up at night.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really fully only done stand-up at night and, like, done nothing else. But I would say, you know, most people work during the day. They get off at night. They're like, let's go hang out.
Yeah.
Me, it would be the flip.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, actually, I'm working now.
Yeah.
And then I'd love to do that, though. So much FOMO.
Right.
And I find that very hard. But it's you know, it's kind of just like when work hours are your play hours and vice versa.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is easier to, you know, then that's when the comic friends come in handy because they're on the same schedule as you. So they can actually hang out like on a Tuesday at noon, right?
Mm.
And not at a Friday night.
Well, that's reassuring to know that I'm not the only person with this problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point. That's the point of this podcast. But I would say,
That's true.
That has to be the case more and more now because people have such different schedules. Like, not everybody's doing
the same job. I don't like it. This is why we should have Singularity sooner than later.
Ah!
Let's just all merge together into one thing.
Yeah, wait, what is your definition of Singularity in this scenario?
Brain downloading into a giant hard drive.
One total... One connected hard drive.
Wait.
What?
Huh? I don't know. I just heard the word singularity. I think of one matrix thing.
Right. I guess. Well, singularity is when it's supposed to be like when robots and humans join.
Completely. Oh, that's singularity. I don't know.
But okay, whatever.
Let's move on. Okay, I'm sorry. I have ADD.
No, it's fine.
she's like, what the fuck is going on right now? It's the worst.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, you got your post-stream, pre-stream.
Yeah.
Would they ever... So when? What is your downtime then? Is your downtime when you're not streaming?
I don't know.
Do you feel like your downtime is streaming?
Well, that's the thing. Even if I'm not streaming, I have to either be watching someone else's stream to be like supporting them and doing my research. Yeah, you can, but some people are like, hey, remember that time I did this?
And I'm like, that's so hard, though. That's like being like,
I know, it's like, how
did you see that post that I posted?
Yeah, how do people do this? And if you're making this many friends, you have to give this much time to all these people. I have no idea. I'm figuring it out, guys. I have no idea.
Well, see, that shows that I feel like you are naturally a good friend because you already feel that responsibility. I don't know if I... Like, at a certain point, I think I would be like, dude, I can't watch, like, 17 hours in a six-hour window, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, doing that is impossible, but it's because...
Or even 6 hours in a six-hour window. It's a lot to ask.
I think it's because I'm in a situation where you yourself are a comic, so you understand the idea of being a comics comic, right? I would, at this point, say that I'm a streamer's streamer.
Oh!
In the sense that I might not be huge for the layman.
Right, but...
But the streamers, like, other streamers are like, oh, this is new. This is refreshing. So when you go into my chat, it's 50% other streamers that are watching. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh, I see. So you feel that responsibility.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God, they're putting in so much time watching my stream. I gotta do the same thing. I'm just kidding. I love each and every one of you guys.
No, but that is a lot to ask. It's not just, you know, watching someone's Snapchat story. It's
watching
it's hours of them.
It's hours. but yes, there's that. You got to then make your schedule. You got to make Instagram. You got to do everything to bring more people. Yeah. It doesn't stop.
Things that you guys are going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's this is a young man's game. I can't do it. I can't do it that long. You're watching somebody who's going to quit streaming very soon. I'm just kidding. Maybe.
I mean, you can. Well, I mean, yeah. You know, whatever. Do you think there's like some immediate goal you're working towards, or like just more numbers or new things?
Well, I'm at a point where I'd like to reach partner, which is kind of going to get to a certain point. That's when you get ad revenue. And you get a nice fancy verified check mark.
Oh, cool. Do they send you a little trophy or something?
No, it's not like YouTube. You don't get one of those.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that.
But, I mean, I've had great success with what I have so far. Like, I got to become a co-host for a show that's on Twitch. It's called SideQuest.
At E3.
We did the first pilot at E3. Cool. And then we did another episode in Venice a couple weeks ago. And then,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and last week we did an episode in Hollywood. They're giving me time off so that they can start rotating in other streamers.
Cool.
So they're doing another one. But it's turning into a huge thing. I've gotten great opportunities. Streaming has actually given me everything I've wanted in this business.
Yeah, well, it's cool.
Sooner than later.
Because it's also very, you do get to be you.
Yeah.
And it's very unique. And I remember when they made the announcement on Twitter that you were co-hosting.
Yeah.
They, captured your essence very well.
Interestingly enough, yeah.
In, a funny, I know that's probably also how you self-describe, or at least,
I didn't do any. Okay. They did that on their own.
Right, but I mean, even verbally.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's self-aware that, he's
right.
The Instagram creeper, that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that was really funny because I was like, oh, cool. They totally know you.
Yeah.
And you obviously have this very unique personality.
Right.
That makes it work.
Yeah.
And then that's why the people are coming back to watch. You know what I mean? It's not something that I know you and know you're a funny person, but it's cool to see other people catch on for those specific reasons and also put a reason on it.
Yeah.
not just the Instagram creeper part.
It's his glasses.
But it's the, it's the idea of oh yeah, that's actually a really funny thing. I'm glad it's manifesting in a way.
Being an Instagram creep has paid off.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta monetize.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
No, but that was
monetize.
The only thing that they said, just to be clear. It was happy boys.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Yeah, this was so long ago.
That's great. So why Happy Boys?
The origin story to that is not really a great one, TBH. But ultimately, my whole thing is about being positive, right? And we got to stay positive.
That's when we ring the podcast.
Oh, wait, really?
No,
I was going to say, do we hit the magic word?
What if the minute somebody says positive, I pick out a little gong and I'm like,
all right. Hey. That's not a bad idea.
I know, I'll order it.
Next the next one. Well, the Happy Boys. Well, the thing is, so my whole mantra now is about being positive, right? And I think there's something about the Happy Boy Army nomenclature that is kind of interesting in the sense that not only are we trying to spread positivity and happiness, but we're doing it in a very aggressive way by being in an army. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, militant
happiness. Yeah. And I've found through my research that if you want to grow as a streamer, possibly also on YouTube or whatever industry you're in, having a named community is a lot easier than not having one. You know what I'm saying?
Do you believe that? Because then people are sort of like, this is my identity.
Yeah,
I'm part of a
something
tribe.
Like that. Yeah, exactly.
And so you're saying easier as in it helps?
Yeah, it 100% helps that you can attach yourself to a concept of community versus just a viewer number 25.
Fans of people are I'm a Selenator. That's Selena Gomez.
Or BTS
fan.
Army BTS or Army. Something like that.
Yeah, people like that. And it gives them cred too. Obviously they already have their own clout, but it's sort of it makes it feel as if, if they have that, then it puts a outline around who follows them, and it actually shows that they have followers.
Yeah.
Worthy of, then we should name these followers.
Right.
The followers are so important.
Right.
They're so important that their followers are important enough to have a label.
Yeah, I attest to the fact that though it may seem like I'm the creator and leader of the Happy Boy Army, I'm merely just a member. It's like anonymous. You know what I'm saying? We're all happy boys.
It's like anonymous. Yeah. You're like, thanks.
Yeah, I'm just one of them. It's like I'm one of the people.
When they wear the mask and it's like,
yeah,
rebellion, but they're all equal, or like they sign the round robin.
Right. Unfortunately, if someone commits a crime in the name of the Happy Boy Army, I guess I'm the one.
Even though, you know, questionable whether or not you're responsible, right?
Yeah. But the Happy Boys wouldn't do that because we're happy.
Because you're happy. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, but yeah,
you didn't name it Murder Boys.
Oh, my God. The Murder Boys? That could be a sub-faction.
Uh-oh. Don't do that.
We do have sub-factions on the Happy Boy Army. Creep Squad is...
Oh my God.
One of them, though.
So you already have subdivisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we have the Creep Squad. We have the Bakla Boys.
What's Bakla Boys?
If you don't know what Bakla means in Tagalog, I think it means gay.
I actually don't know.
Gay?
Cool.
Yeah.
Bakla Boys.
Bakla Boys.
Sounds like baklava.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I thought, too. Maybe they have the same origin.
So those are named... separately as well. So you also didn't name these.
I didn't name the Bakla Boys. Well, maybe I did.
Did you name Creep Squad?
Did you 100%. I did. 100%.
Did you name Happy Boys?
Yeah, Happy Boys was me. Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I named. I'm the brainchild of all these names.
Sure,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it did start somewhere.
It all started somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. So Bakla Boys are your gay followers?
No. Bakla Boys is me and another streamer. We're just a duo, the Bakla Boys.
Two Bakla Boys.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's more of another name for you and like a duo. It's not necessarily
a subdivision. Yeah, it's like Batman and Robin. Yeah, you're right. I take that back.
That's okay. It's like, I don't know. What's a famous duo?
Laverne and Shirley.
But like,
no,
that's
not a name. Yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
Wonder Twins.
Okay, there you go.
Okay,
what about...
I mean, do you have a group name for your community? Why not? We gotta think of one.
I don't have an interaction with
Catoenails.
Ew. All right, that's the
You end. Heard it here, folks. Catoenails.
No, we're not starting that. Gross.
And then you can have emotes of like toes with faces on them.
I hate feet. Anyway, moving on.
Sorry, I just keep going off on these tangents.
That's important.
Yeah.
I like the sentiment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Community.
Community. Yeah. I think that's important. I think. What do you think about the whole like loss of community that is happening
in life?
Yeah, just because disconnectedness, all that stuff.
You know what? I think that's. That really depends on geography, mm-hmm. because I don't know if you're familiar with what's happening in Hong Kong, for example.
Only barely, but it looks awful.
But that is a great example of community, I think. There's a lot of protesting going on of the people versus the government, things like that. You're talking about like on a smaller scale between friends, right?
Yeah, more between friends. I do see that, you know, the more... turmoil happens, like mm-hmm. the more people band together, and sometimes that's why people are like, in times of war, they actually are like nostalgic for those times because they banded together. It's not like they get, you know, assassinated or killed or whatever, or bombed, but they do at least have this sort of like, back to go live in our own separate houses. And,
well, I'm finding that's happening far less here in America, and because of that, maybe the friend community aspect is also taking a hit as well because everyone's just so comfortable being hands off.
Well, yeah. It's a privilege to not have to depend on a community, but also it's less built in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I mean, I ask you that because the streaming thing is sort of the antithesis of that. Like everybody's like, oh, technology is destroying our face-to-face communication. But then that would be an argument of being like, oh, I would never have met these thousands of people if it weren't for technology.
That's 100% true. Also, that technology is what people rely on to... conquer their demons, I guess.
Social anxiety.
Yeah, social anxiety or whatever. Because, you know, obviously people want to present themselves in a different way when they're on screen or on camera. And streaming can provide that, like, that therapy or whatnot. Because it's like, hey, I might not have a lot of friends in real life, but you know what? The minute I turn on this camera, X amount of people could just show up right on my door and we could just talk and hang out. And not only do the viewers kind of get rid of their sense of loneliness, but the streamers as well, you know? So it's a symbiotic relationship. It's very interesting.
I see. Cool. Are you different off camera as you are on camera?
I don't think I'm that different, to be honest.
I don't think you are either.
Yeah. I mean, I project a lot less when I'm off camera with my voice. And I think that has to do with, that has a lot to do with how I act too. Because like when I'm on camera, of course, I project because I don't know if the microphone's picking up my voice. But at the same time, because I'm heightened in that way, of course I want to. I don't know. You got to entertain a little bit. So you're a little different, but essentially you're still the same person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain because people are like, you're such a character, but I'm like, I'm not doing anything far removed from what I would do off stream.
Right. Maybe it's just they haven't known you since birth.
Yeah. These people don't know me.
I mean, who does?
Yeah.
No, but I had this funny memory today about.
Yeah.
Thinking about using Facebook in high school and how this one kid who was very quiet
uh-huh.
in school, in class, was like very expressive in Facebook, like comments and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
A lot of exclamation points and phrased things in a way that was very, like a lot of personality, but it's all in
right.
text. And then
right.
it'd be like very subdued. And of course, I don't know, like I didn't know him that well. So of course, the real thing was just, I probably just didn't know the real him.
Yeah.
But now that technology is so a part of who you are,
yeah,
everyone, that even even if I had a completely different personality on my Instagram or on
yeah.
my social media,
yeah,
more people would know that person than people who actually knew me. So
right.
you would probably feel like that's a real you, you know? I mean, or maybe that would become the real you if you're just counting statistics of who's knows which.
Right. I find that that happens a lot more with people that are younger because the older you get, the less you care about how you present yourself because you've lived such a long enough life that you're like, I can't be bothered to change too much about myself. Cool. Right. So that's
yeah.
the one advantage I have because a lot of IRL streamers, they're like
oh,
in their 20s or something.
Yeah,
like, oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about myself from finding
right.
out the meaning of happiness. And for me, I'm like, I don't care. I'll just turn on the camera and we'll hang out.
Right.
You know,
happy boys.
Yeah, we're just gonna be happy
Sample.
Boys.
Yeah,
and to your point, I find that to be very strange though. Like, I'll be talking to a girl or whatever after connecting on Tinder or something, and they're just like so expressive.
Right, and that's another
you know?
Way. Yeah.
And then you meet them, and they're just like, what the
fuck? Right. Because over text, too, people are sometimes very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you're a lot less eloquent, and I'm like, that's weird.
Like, you think that, or she says that to you? Wait, what?
No, I think that. I think that of them.
I thought you were like, and then she said this.
No, because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're so
sense.
Talkative.
Well, do you think it's because, okay, so is it because they're nervous in person? Yeah, right?
I think, I don't know. I think
or
a
they have
lot
more
people,
time to find synonyms on thesaurus.com.
Yeah, there's that, or there's a lot of emojis that they rely on. I don't know. People
yeah,
are
emojis
just,
are very helpful in communication.
People are just socially awkward.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the secret
myself
is,
included, I'm the most, I thought I would, you know.
You are.
Slowly outgrow
You
it.
Are socially
yeah.
awkward, but
it's
you
hard.
Embrace it. You embrace it, though.
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't know, I think I realize a lot of the movements in my life have been to try and get rid of that, and it's like,
no,
really
but that's
hard.
You, though. I like that.
I think it's just something that I think as I get older, I'll slowly learn
yeah.
to fully embrace.
Or just be like, hey, this is me, that's it.
Well, I mean, that's what.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
I don't know if I'm like there yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I mean, you got.
I think there's still a lot of insecurity.
You got a long way to go, young Padawan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's also the thing. It's like, a lot of people are asking me. It's like, hey, how are you so confident on stream to do the things that you do? Like, how can you just go up mm-hmm. to some stranger and ask them these questions? And I'm like, dude, honestly, everyone is uncomfortable. Like, I'm sure all these people that are walking around me are just as insecure and as afraid as you would be. Mm-hmm. So the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can overcome that and game the system and kind of assert your dominance on their weirdness. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah. yeah. I mean, I feel as if that's just all of it. Yeah. Like if I notice somebody, I guess I was hearing someone describe this earlier, so it's not entirely my idea, but it is true that like if you see authenticity, there's something that's like, even if you don't actually like the thing that they're doing, like if you're like, oh, it really bugs me when people do this, or they like, you know, pick their teeth or flip their hair or whatever. Yeah. But if you see somebody do that and it really feels like that's where they're coming from, or like that's just them and they're confident about it, then it probably bothers you less and actually maybe makes you more like impressed with them.
Really?
I mean, not necessarily the pet peeves, but it's more like the, it's more just like the confidence does so much that even the bad things might become good.
Oh yeah. Cause you're just like, oh, that person's so real. I don't mind that they're picking their nose right now.
Yeah. Like they just really know what's going on or whatever.
I mean, maybe that's why I've been getting away with what I get away with. Cause I just do everything with no shame. Like pick my nose.
Yeah.
I love picking my nose.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
and
on that note.
Wait, I was going to ask you about. Oh yeah. Okay. Cause Tinder. So, dating.
Okay.
Are you?
Okay.
I said that darkly. Tinder. No, dating. So, what's your take on the date game?
Oh God. Well, I have no take. The thing is, actually, I don't know if I've talked about this with you. Because I don't remember the last time.
It's been a while since we caught up. So feel free to download it right now.
So I had started streaming my streaming career. I want to say around February. And this was when I was kind of doing on and off computer gaming and shit like that. So I met this girl and we hit it off, had like some kind of a relationship going on. But 3 months later, when I was in Spain doing my IRL thing for the first time, she had called me and broke it off because she didn't like my choice of career. So I will say, it's as a streamer, as someone who puts his life out there all the time in the public, is actually far more difficult, I think, to find a dating companion than it was before.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Purely because of the fact that it's like an unstable career?
There's that aspect.
Non-traditional or
That's a huge aspect of it, even though she was all about women power. We're fine, and we don't need men to...
Oh, right.
But turns out she was that kind of a person. Anyway.
well, do you think... I'm asking. So, was it that, or was it
that? No, that was definitely...
She just didn't like the lifestyle? Because that's separate from...
No, the job thing was definitely a huge aspect. And then afterwards, it was like, I actually realized I want to be spoiled, and...
Oh, okay.
Someone taking care of
them. I think that's.
But you could be a millionaire streamer.
It's a preference.
You could be a millionaire streamer. I'm not even a hundredaire yet, but. No, the thing is, besides people that are not interested or familiar with the space, because not a lot of people run into other streamers in real life anyways. Like, they don't know what their life is like.
Yeah.
Not only is that there, but there's also the fact that if I am streaming, you know, full time, I need to have a partner who not only understands that, but is also even possibly willing to be on camera with me.
Right. Collaborate.
And collaborate and jive with the stream, like, that they get it. A lot of people don't get it, you know?
Sure.
They don't know how to entertain.
So maybe you date another streamer.
But that could be weird too. I don't know. There's so many delicate things. It's like two actors dating each other. That's strange.
So this is my latest discovery.
Yeah.
I feel like more and more people are dating the people within their.
They are dating.
They are more dating within their career, especially creative that I've noticed. Okay. Well, obviously this is not statistically correct.
Yeah.
It's anecdotal. People I've met, but I think it can work because I think it's becoming more and more necessary to collaborate with your partner.
I like that.
I think because there's. Your life is now getting consumed by it. It's not just, I go to work and then I come home to my wife.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody's working 24/7 because
right
now we have no work-life separation, especially in creative careers.
Yeah.
So I think it's becoming more and more of a thing. I think it's obviously hard because I used to be against this, or just for myself, but I used to think like, you know, I could not be doing the same thing because I'd see them too much and then it would be competitive and it would be tough, you know. But then I think... You know, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Especially if you really like the person.
Right.
I can spend a lot of time with my boyfriend. Right. We don't get sick of each other.
Right.
If you're not doing it something where it's totally solo, like I think it'd yeah. be hard, a little bit hard if you're both stand-up comedians because it's right. solo. Unless right. you're a duo act or you want to right. tour together or you're at different stages in your career. But say with streaming, it is very collaborative friendly. Yeah. And then also definitely. Acting, same thing, especially if it's, you know, oh, we do scenes together yeah. or you have somebody holds a camera and somebody does an audition or whatever the people.
Yeah. Right. I think the older I'm getting, I think if you really are in love, the competitive side wouldn't even really be right, there because
because their success would be your
yeah,
success.
It's like it's a partnership, like a true partnership. You're elevating them. And even if the significant other is succeeding more, that only helps you because you could grow as well. So it's
yeah,
like a
it's like, you're riding on each other's coattails or whatever.
Are there any female streamers that are interested in dating?
Shout out to
yeah.
female streamers.
Anybody out there?
Well, if I meet, I think single. I'm. No, I don't know if she. I've met a couple who are gamer streamers.
Mm.
Is that different? It's pretty different.
You know what though? It's different, but it's not that different because even though the format is a little different, on our show SideQuest, for example, mm-hmm. The people behind the scenes told me that it's far easier to train, let's say, a person who hasn't used IRL equipment to use the equipment. It's easier to It's easier to train someone to use the equipment versus it's easier to train someone to have a personality, right?
So you think it's different equipment, but it is, but they still know what it's like to talk. To
Yes. Yeah. So if you're a game streamer, you could be an IRL streamer any day. It's just.
I see. Right. IRL.
That was a whole long-winded thing for not even a great
really
important
tired.
Point.
No,
sorry.
It makes sense.
But yeah, dating.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Yeah.
Don't ask me about it.
I mean, it's, I'm still waiting for you to hook me up with one of your friends.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's gradually.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
I feel like I just got to meet more people, too.
You got to meet more people.
Refer
well,
them your way.
Yes. So we got to hope that this podcast just blows up. Right. If there's any female people out there. I'm not sure if they're going to be watching this YouTube video if it ever comes out, but if you're listening to the audio side, do I sound sexy?
Yeah.
Please.
That was good.
I need you. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I'm so lonely.
Good advertisement.
Yeah.
Not desperate.
Yeah,
at all.
I'm not creepy. I do creep, but I'm not creepy.
Creep Squad.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. So on my Discord, we have a channel called Creep Show.
Yeah, so describe what Discord is to me.
Oh,
Because I just got added to like a Discord thing. Is it like.
Did you really? Wait, is it like what?
No, it was like for a streamer friend's thing.
Oh.
Birthday or something. So
oh.
It was like, oh, join this Discord.
You really did get invited. Oh, so you do know streamers for real.
Well, I know one.
Oh, okay.
Maybe two.
No, Discord.
Like two people I met. Uh-huh.
Discord is it's an app that has chat rooms. Like individual servers that you can create separate channels and stuff. So my Discord would have... a welcoming page, announcements. It'll have a general chat room. It'll have a voice chat. It'll have whatever I want. We have Creep Show. Excuse me.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. So Discord's
so it's conducive to Twitch because.
Yeah. I think it's good for any kind of platform because it's a way for all of the fans, viewers, or community members to congregate into one space, right? And it allows you to have an encrypted server that not anyone could just jump into.
And that's important because...
Let's say Stay Positive opened up a Discord. Uh-huh. All the listeners can come in and they could chat with each other. This is how you build your community.
I see,
even
right.
more.
That is important.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all your moderators, all your editors, whatever, the whole team could be together.
Yeah.
Instead of a group chat that blows up your phone.
Right, or like a Reddit thread that's public.
Yeah, well, also the formatting is different because if you remember like IRC or ICQ or AO, okay, this might be a little before your time.
Yeah.
But there used to be like different chat rooms where you could just go This is the Montreal page. All the Montreal people get together. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Whatever.
No, but yeah. Okay, so that's a little too broad. This is
more it's very broad, but at the same time, maybe it is important to the Stay Positive community. Who knows?
Oh, no, I was just saying Montreal was very
bad. Oh, yeah, but, sorry.
No, but
my comedy's very bad.
No, I see what you mean.
I need a joke writer as well. Good. I need a joke writer. I need a girlfriend.
You want people to pre-write stuff for you?
Yeah, that'd be great. I want my own Jackie Martling or Artie Ling if I was a Howard Stern.
A sidekick.
Yeah.
So now you're kind of full circle. You're like, I don't want to be the second. Now I need a sidekick.
Yeah, I would love a sidekick, but also someone who's just like, Andy, just say this.
The producers in the booth said, "You gotta say this."
Yeah, say this. This is funny. This is the greatest joke ever. And like, oh, and then I'll just take all the credit for it and sound like a genius.
Okay. I guess that's what TV is often.
Yes, it's live TV. So, it's a live broadcast.
Yeah, live broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is kind of like you found your things. I know it's tough to make a big career switch.
Yeah. It's my thing for right now, though.
What was your...
It's my thing for right now.
What made you take the leap?
Well, besides me being very unhappy with my actual career. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only in the trajectory that it was going, but the people that I was surrounding myself with. Like, excuse me. When you're in a toxic work environment, it's very hard to wake up and be happy. And I had gone through a huge bout of depression for many years. And it was only at one certain point where I was like, you know what? I can't fucking do this anymore. Like, I'm literally working 15, 16 hours a day for what? I'm not happy. I moved out to LA to fulfill my dreams. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not fulfilling any of them. I'm working very hard for nothing. And I'm already this old. Da-da-da. So I had taken that break. Late last year to be like, you know what? I saved enough money. I'm going to either, I don't know, maybe write a script or, find something to option and produce, or who knows? I'm going to spend this year really trying to make myself happy and try something. And this is where Twitch just kind of came in. But again, Twitch is, after doing it for so long that I've done it, it's not something I can do forever.
Sure.
It's, young man's game. I can't be 40 years old, you know, streaming.
Right.
My,
you can't be pepper sprayed chicken at
98. Yeah. I want to fulfill a certain thing. I want to come and do as much damage as I can. And then at a certain point, be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to step away. Yeah. And then I'll manipulate all the young ones that come in the business. Because streaming is the future.
Maybe you will be a Lorne Michaels of streamers.
I mean, that's part of the dream, right?
That's a good way to think about it. Maybe like a coach.
There's anything. Mm-hmm. I could be an agent. I could be a manager. I could be a consultant.
You could do like a company.
Or I could work for Mixer or work for Twitch. There's a lot of there's a lot of experience. I mean, because I have that production background, it really helps. Mm-hmm. And it's not that far of a stretch, right? It's a very similar career field.
Sweet.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm very gassy right now.
It's fine. I'm just like, not sure what's happening.
No.
Incredible.
Yeah, very incredible.
Wait, you moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was sort of, and you're from Michigan.
I'm from Michigan. Yes, originally.
Tell me what the move was like, because that's, I remember you saying that. You also have a lot of people out here that you take credit for their moving too. But you know, it's like pretty impressive that so many people. I've at least met a few of your friends who made that move, and that's like a big deal.
You know what? The more I mean, as you say that, and the more I look back at my life in the last several months too, I realize I'm an influencer. I'm an influencer. Holy shit.
You heard it here, guys. Andy Weissman discovered
he's the one, the only Cook Sucks is a goddamn influencer.
Stay positive with influencer.
Yeah. I mean, I influence people to move here. I influence people to have buying decisions. Anyways, I don't know.
You're a trendsetter and a go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is my
that was, you persuaded people to move here. So for context, that like from your neighborhood growing up,
well,
a lot of friends moved here.
I don't know if I.
I don't know. Well, I'm only saying that you influenced them to do so because I heard that from somebody, or I heard that from like Kanye or someone told me. Like Andy takes credit for everybody who moved here.
I take credit for a lot of everything. The reason why Sierra started this podcast is because of me. No, I'm just kidding.
It might be.
No, there's no way. Absolutely no way.
Did you tell me something?
I don't know. Maybe I said something a long time ago. I implanted a seed, and I said, Sierra, you can do anything in this world. Sure. I believe in you.
And then you can take credit for everything you do in this world.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good tactic. Okay, anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, so you're an influencer.
Yeah, that, long story short, I'm an influencer. If you guys would like to follow me, no. I just bought my glasses into this fucking microphone. Origin story. I don't know, man. Is that really important
to talk about? You wanted to be in the movies. And
yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the traditional thing that everybody does. They're like, oh man, I don't want to be a dentist, so I'm gonna drop everything. I'm gonna run away from my psycho girlfriend who might want to kill herself or do some shit.
Was that part of it?
I mean, that's part of it. That's
part
yeah.
of the Andy Wesley.
The unofficial
beginnings of an influence.
Yeah. You had to have gone through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've gone through a lot of shit. But yeah, ran away. Came out here, jumped in my first movie job.
Nice.
Which I had to finesse, by the way, through a toy forum because I'm a toy collector.
Oh, right.
So I had found out that this guy, Jerry Macaluso, props to you. But he was selling his toy company to get back in the movie biz. And I took the initiative. I had the gumption to be like, hey, excuse me, if you ever do this, can I come out?
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes, honestly. Like, everybody has to have a kind of no shame approach.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning.
If you really want something, you got to do it. And this is where I realized I don't think I'm a writer necessarily because when I took a year and a half off to write, I didn't really write shit. And if you really wanted to do it, you would have done it. I
feel that way about things too. Sometimes I'm like, I just don't have the want to do this thing that I used to.
Right.
Like, you know, it used to be really important to go to some of these open mics and wait in the sun and do all that and get treated like you're crazy.
Yeah.
And that was like, yeah, of course we do this. This is what we do.
Right.
And now I'm at a point where I'm like, yeah, or I could get paid to do something else.
Yeah.
Or like actually be treated like a human being. And
well, now you have options.
I do have more options, but I would say there's certain things too where I'm like, I know if I hustled and had a little less dignity, I'd probably be further along and actually be a better comic because I get more practice in too. But sometimes I just don't want it that bad.
Do you find that to be a common thing when you're out in LA because you can get a little bit more comfortable than if you were in somewhere like New York?
I mean, New York definitely can get up more.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it would be different. I think it's just years of has passed, you know.
Yeah.
I guess like when I was 16 starting out, I was like, yeah, this is what we do, I have nothing better to do.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, I mean, I did it.
Yeah.
It was great. I still do stand up, but I don't feel like I need to claw my way.
Right. Well, you're seeing a lot more success, and also there's so many more options that are opening up to
maybe
a degree.
That, like, satisfy the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think, too, because I hate to say, I don't think I've, like, found, like, I'm not like, oh, well, in stand-up, I've made it beyond those things. I'm not above going to mics and doing a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even some of the top comedians that we would say, oh, you definitely don't have to do that. It's like people who go on auditions who, like, you'd think, oh, they should just be offered roles. It's like, oh, no, I mean, you still have to kind of read for stuff sometimes just because that's what you do and, like, this is what you love to do and it may not be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same for comedy, I think. So I don't feel like I'm, like, above anything. I think I just, like, also haven't – maybe I'm not as scrappy as I should be.
Well, I mean, no one can blame you. I think humans are like that in general because there's no way that I'm going to ever be like a production assistant ever again.
Same.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I'm never going to work on a movie set that doesn't have Twizzlers. Fuck Red Vines.
Fuck that is in your contract.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the
crafty.
You don't even like Red Vines.
No.
They are different.
They're different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to like Red Vines, but I'm like, nah, this tastes a little cheap now. I like the Twizzlers.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, people get a little spoiled, but I don't know. Doesn't mean you don't want it. You're just trying. You're getting fulfilled in different ways, and I think that's the same with this streaming thing for me. Yeah. It's like, I don't need to write, but I can still tell story. I'm not telling a story involving monsters and ghosts.
Right, but people are consuming it.
So people are still consuming it. Yeah. And you get that instant validation because you could do something funny or embarrassing, and then you could see right away if people are laughing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a drug. I think you should get into it.
Do you have any trolls or haters?
All the time.
Oh, really?
And that's the thing. I actually embrace the trolls.
Yeah, happy boys.
The happy boys do. Because I feel like those are the people that you can convert to become some of your strongest viewers. If you handle it right.
How do you embrace them?
Well, I mean, there's different kinds of trolls, right? There are people that just come in and all they do is just spam, like, the N-word. Like, people...
So they'll do that on like every channel, maybe. They're
just kids, or they're just somebody with an agenda. And those people, like, before I ban them straight away, I just remind them, you're a very insignificant human being, and
that's how you bring them over.
Yeah. I'm like, your strategy of disrupting my stream is a very low IQ way of doing it. Now, if you really want to be someone that affects the broadcaster, there's different ways to do this. And I have the spiel all the time. Oh, and it's like...
So you speak this into... The game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm like, so yes, you could be the fool that just copies and pastes and, you know, you're going to do your damage. But no one's going to remember you because everyone does the same shit. If you're going to troll the proper way, right? What you got to do is you got to get involved. You got to engage in chat, maybe even befriend the broadcaster. And then when the broadcaster, after many years of this relationship, when he's at his weakest point, let's just say something happens.
Whoa.
That's when you come in with the dagger and just stab him in the back.
<That's> crazy.
I mean, that's the real way to troll.
A sleeper cell troll.
Yeah. But you will always remember that troll.
Well, so how do they stab you in the back? They say...
Well, I don't know yet. They haven't done it to me yet. They haven't done it to me yet.
So then they're like, oh, ha, ha. And then they hang around and then they're doing that. So what if one day you're weak and like all 50,000 of them are like, this was our time to do this. Like,
Et tu, Brutus?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if that's the case, then that means I have influenced them.
Yeah.
Even more proof that I'm an influencer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, but what happens is these people are like, oh my gosh. If anything, a lot of these trolls, they just want attention.
Yeah, and the fact that you're addressing them could be bad too, but also that could be good if they're...
Well, I've had a lot of my converts are like, well, you know what? You paid attention to me. I stuck around, and then I realized you're a cool person, and they end up rooting for you in the end, so...
Well, what's kind of fun is you can see it in real time. You connect with them in real time versus I'm thinking of... You know, somebody who leaves a comment on an Instagram post or sends DMs or something. It's like you kind of are like missing each other. So it's not like you can grab them right when they're leaving the note and like,
yeah, it's like telephone
sense into them. Yeah, yeah. Then it's like, oh, well, this person left this. Like, they're probably drunk or maybe it was like a bad day.
Oh my God, that's exactly what it is. It's almost like a passive aggressive note. If someone parked wrong, you leave a slip of paper on
and
their
then
windshield.
Maybe the next day, if you were to see that, it wouldn't be the same reaction. But like, you get to catch them right when they're having their moment.
Yeah, you could kick them out. But no, I just love taking the time out.
Them.
Yeah, because it also adds to it's content. First of all, like everyone loves watching this shit, especially when.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know how you come up. You know, it's like sort of it's a lot more work to come up with things to do.
Yes, especially if
you
have
a break.
Yeah, so if you have 8 hours, I'm just like, let me just stretch this as long as I can. It's like, oh, we're at a restaurant. Okay, can I get 2 hours out of this, please?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, taking the time out to just scold someone like a child, it's just funny. Or it can be. So there's a lot of improvisational performance art.
That's good. But, and then you twist them into the happy boys.
Yeah, well.
Convert them, hopefully.
Maybe we both learn a little of each other.
Maybe in the end, we were the same all along.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's good.
I mean, have you faced a lot of haters and trolls yourself?
Only in like YouTube comments, which I've kind of stopped reading.
Yeah.
And occasional messages. Uh-huh. But, which also I've stopped reading. So,
yeah.
But also, I don't engage. And right. I think it's also for women.
Scary. Women, yeah.
It's definitely like, there's like a danger element to
yeah.
it. Because sometimes it's like violence. And
right.
sometimes it's like rape. And like, things, which is also violence. But, you know, I think it's yeah. definitely, it feels a little bit like, well, I don't want to engage in this because that could also be like a weird thing where you're encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Or like trying, you know, versus if it was just like, if the ones that are just like, you're not funny, it's like, okay, well then maybe that's
yeah.
not, that's harmless. But
yeah.
There's definitely bad ones. But I feel like with, yeah, I feel like with female comedians too, every comedy yeah. friend that I know who's a woman like has to face that at some point. And it's really bad because yeah. oftentimes it's not really about the person. It's about, I mean, all the time, it's really not about you, but it's mm-hmm. about like, they just have like a thing against women, like telling jokes and talking and stuff. So
damn.
I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know these people, so maybe right. they really don't like me specifically. But no.
people, but, you know, people I think are funny. Just,
there's stuff you yeah. know going on, and it also again, it feels like I'm missing them. I'm not. It's not happening in real time.
Right.
So if I read it later, I don't know what they were going through that day. So I'm not yeah. gonna like reach out and be like, "Hey, man, so how come you thought my voice?"
Yeah. But
you know, like I think it's kind of like, well, the moment's passed. So.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if that's also the reason why it still happens versus when it's live on Twitch. Uh-huh. Those people actually stop doing things like that.
Oh, really?
You know?
Notice that they stop.
Yeah.
Overall. Well, I mean, I would say sometimes people catch it on Twitter. Like, you'll see yeah. Sarah Silverman reach out to somebody and be like, "Hey, are you hurting right now?" Because they tweeted,
yeah.
"Sarah Silverman's an ugly
right.
bitch or something."
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, "Hey, are you having a hard day?" And they'll be like, "Yeah."
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, there's a couple where she yeah. gets them to be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
It wasn't about you." And that's, like, always the answer. It's, like, always they're going through some shit.
Right.
And they took it out on somebody who they didn't think would really care.
Uh-huh.
And then it ended up that she did hear it. And, you know, and then they come around to it. So Twitter
wow,
works
a success story.
Okay because yeah. people are on it a lot. So you can kind of catch it right away, maybe.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm not
interesting. Yeah, yeah, also... nobody really tweets at me that often, so
I mean,
I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need it if yeah. you're live streaming, obviously, but, like, that's the only time I've seen it outside of...
Well, to that...
...been able to turn a troll.
To that point, I will say, though, so I moderate on other streamers' channels sometimes,
oh, okay.
right? So I have that ability.
Nice.
And I've noticed that in female streams, I mean... While they do get a lot more attention than males, oftentimes, mm-hmm. man, some people are real vile and disgusting.
Yeah, okay, so that's the same thing with
yeah.
with comedy. Because sometimes we do get a little more
yeah.
views because maybe they're like, oh, women.
Yeah, yeah.
But then
high floor, low ceiling.
They're happy
right.
views.
Right, oh, that's true.
You know?
You think they're just angry meat beaters.
You know, there's definitely more skepticism.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
I think people will click on my thumbnail because
yeah.
they're like, oh, Asian woman doing stand-up.
Cute ooh. Asian girl. Or what does she have to say?
But, yeah, definitely have to go through more of the
yeah.
stuff.
Well, I've noticed that those...
But yeah, female streamers.
The people that still say all these nasty things to these girls, they'll come... I recognize these names. They'll come into my chat...
Yeah.
And they're a whole different person.
Whoa.
And I'm like, just witnessing that in real time, you're just like, what is, human
so
beings
you
are strange.
Them out on them?
Sometimes.
Call them out on them?
Sometimes. But.
Yeah, so what's the switch? Is it like they're, when they're vile, are they directing it at her? Are they directing it in general?
Well, they'll just say weird things like, have you run into a drunk so-and-so in this town? Or I can't even come up with
okay.
a thing on
so
the spot, to be honest.
They're asking her questions.
Yeah, well, they're
then,
trying to engage
right.
with them.
And then with you, what is it?
Oh, no, they're just a lot more supportive and, you know, they'll joke around.
Quite a crazy case.
Yeah. I mean, granted, us as streamers, we facilitate our audience, really. Like, because we could allow a lot of things and we can have moderators to kick people out.
Right,
if we really are kind of in control of the vibe. Yeah, we cultivate our community. I mean,
curating
the stream. But, yeah, I don't call it out too much because you don't want to make too many people uncomfortable if you don't have to. But I will talk to the other streamers. I'm like, yo, I noticed so-and-so doing this. Isn't that weird?
Sure, yeah.
You know?
That's fascinating. I mean, it's not too different from guys in real life. You mm-hmm. know, some guys can't figure out that like women equals human.
Wait, there?
Wait, what? Huh? Did I say that wrong?
Did you just expose something? Women are human? Nani? Yeah.
But yeah, so it's, you know, it definitely gets amplified right. sure, in a stream where you're, it's also just about like watching somebody.
Right.
Consuming that person.
Well, I will say I was probably one of those people too. And over time, Sierra
All right.
has influenced me.
Huh? Influence the
yeah, she's influenced me to respect women a lot more. Oh, I mean, I'm just kidding. God. I always respect women, yeah, but the comedy. Yeah. The comedy about putting women down is not that funny, actually.
Oh, if I was calling you out on
Yeah.
I would say I met you in my more vigilant days.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know.
You've become very lenient. I'm just kidding.
But, totally you know, I totally do also believe that, yeah. You know, if I knew it was of malintent or actually coming from, like, a bad person part of you, then I would not be friends with you. But obviously, you know.
Well, I have yet to
good judge of character, hopefully.
Well, I haven't committed a hate crime towards women yet.
Hey, take that yet off of that, and then we'll keep it in the podcast, you know?
Oh, shoot, I forgot. Cut that little segment out.
But yeah, no, I mean, you managed to go many years in the Hollywood business without getting
me-tued,
so.
Well, I mean. That's not entirely true, actually.
Uh-oh.
That's not entirely true. I've been on that, but
been on
probably.
Trial?
But on the other end.
I guess, on the other end.
But that's another story for another time.
I shouldn't have assumed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Just because I'm a man. Because I'm a man doesn't mean I.
This is true. That was a big part of part of the whole
Terry Crews thing. Yeah.
We love him. Yeah. I saw him hosting America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Not in person. I watched America's Got Talent.
Dude, he's so good.
He had the bright green or like chartreuse neon suit. Yeah. It was great.
He plays the flute very well.
Yeah. I worked on Drop the Mic he was on, and then we gave him a flute to like.
Oh really?
The last verse or something.
Oh nice.
And he did it, and it was great.
Nice.
But yeah,
nice.
He's a real champ.
Nice.
Champ of the cause.
I like that. I had an idea for a short, and I still one day hope to do it, starring Terry Crews, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. If you'd like me to give you an idea of it, nobody steal this idea, by the way.
Okay.
And if you do, give me all the credit. Okay. But it's about a guy who accidentally gets bit by Terry Crews, and then overnight, he disgustingly transforms and turns into Terry Crews.
Like a werewolf?
Well, kind of like The Fly or Spider-Man, right?
Okay.
So there was something in that bite that turned... Yeah.
Spider.
So it's...
But he gets bit by Terry
Crews. On accident, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And basically what happens is the Terry Crews spirit gets transferred over. So it's like a Freaky Friday.
But same body,
it's
just the spirit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he does have such a specific, like, personality. Woo!
Yeah.
Like, you could see somebody else doing an impersonation of him.
Yeah. Well, no, it's...
Wait, what?
Wait. No, so let's say if you got bit by Terry Crews.
Yeah.
She's just, like, chin rubbing. You would physically transform into Terry Crews.
Oh, so also body.
Yeah, also body.
As I was saying.
Yeah. Your mind is slowly getting corrupted by the Terry Crews thing, and I don't know. I'm still working on it.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it's just Terry Crews specifically. There's no one else that I want to do this about. Maybe Danny DeVito, but...
Yeah, another sort of like... We know exactly who that person is the minute you say the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, one day I hope to reach that level that someone's like, oh, that Andy Lee guy.
You could. I mean, I think you're on the right track because it's all in, like, the hosts and the personalities.
Yeah.
If you can make yourself irreplaceable, I think that's great. Because, you know, economy unstable.
Right.
Like, will there always be a million TV shows? Definitely not.
Right.
Will it'll just be hard. So then if it's like, oh, I mean, there's no one like Terry Crews. There's no one like Andrew Wisely, Ed Cook, Sex, Happy Boys leader.
Right.
Then... The job is there.
Well, this is why I gotta
bring
it full circle and be like, you know, my glasses, my
branding,
facial hair. Yeah, I can't get rid of those ever because that's me.
Yeah,
that's
Terry Crews. How do you feel about that? Making choices about your body and your appearance based on like kind of something that's career?
I'm not so sure, because I know for a long time people used to say when I was very out of shape that that's what made me funny. And the sooner...
Yeah, people say that a lot.
Yeah, it's like if I was more jacked and if I had a six-pack, no one would think I'm funny. They'd just think I'm an asshole.
Got it.
But, yeah, I use that to not have to work out and get a six-pack a lot. Mm-hmm. But I don't...
Just making career decisions.
Yeah, career... I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I don't have to deal with that being a male. Really, as much.
Okay, because I sometimes am like, oh, I hate the idea that I would have to like change something about my daily routine or something. Just because of a career thing, when I should just be able to like live my life. But I also see the importance of that. And like somebody I remember was like, oh, what's your brand? Like,
are you
wearing like big T-shirts or on stage? Like, what are you doing? I didn't even think about like
your persona.
Yeah, and I think that is very important. And clothing is easy. You know, you don't have to like get plastic surgery or something for clothing. No, but I mean, I think. Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about. Because somebody pitched to me, oh, because I have this big denim jacket. They're like, oh, why don't you make that your thing, that you wear like big clothes.
And
then you look kind of silly because they're smaller. So it's like big clothes and that small girl, what?
Yeah, but doesn't that get tiring? Like, wouldn't that burn you out at a certain point? You're like, this is not me.
Well, I don't think it's, if it really wasn't me, like if they're like, oh, why don't you wear like a really uncomfortable dress and have super high heels or something, then I would feel that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think wearing like big, I have a lot of like T-shirts and stuff that I wear anyway. Yeah. So.
But what about like a, what's his name? Bobcat, like something. And you got to talk in a certain way, but he doesn't actually talk in that way all the time.
Oh, I see. I mean, I definitely have more of a jokier voice when I'm speaking on stage, but I'm not conscious about it.
Yeah. But like, I think, using my own experiences as the talking point, is like the more you could be yourself, the easier life is, if you can entertain that way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you have to put on a character, or you got to always have your hat on a certain way, holy shit, that could be tiring, I feel like. Right. Granted, I don't know. I haven't done it, so.
I mean, definitely that's true. I think it just works for some people, maybe. Yeah. But I wish... Like, but I do think that making a choice might be necessary.
Oh, deliberate choices, yeah.
Well, only because I am all over the place. You know, it's like I have clothes that I still have, but I'm like, oh, well, it fits, so I'm going to wear it. But I don't know if I'd even feel like me in it. But well, I also don't care enough to worry about it.
Well, you could be the comedian that wears a Harvard sweater, like a crew sweater, every time.
No, just saying Harvard. That's never going to happen. But you know, something like, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, certain people, it can be just even like a subtle choice, like just always wearing a long sleeves or always wearing, I don't know. I guess, whatever. I mean, it's your glasses. That's how I see it too. It's like, do you think about your glasses? No. At this point, right?
Yeah. Kind of. I wear different kinds of glasses, because that's the only way that I can make kind of a variance, but still be me.
So, because you do have another pair of glasses.
I have several pairs of glasses.
But these I've seen.
Yeah, these are my computer nighttime glasses, because the prescription's a little different. Yeah. But I also make a bold statement if I'm wearing all black. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look like a fashion designer.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Or
you
something. Do. Or a grandma.
Or like Steve Jobs, where it's like, sure, I can't make any decisions.
Yeah.
Just wear black, and then they make all the other decisions about Apple, my company.
Yeah.
That was me as Steve Jobs.
That was a great impersonation, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. Any other positivity things you want to talk about?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah, or just fun little tidbits.
No, not really. Okay. Should I? Should I?
No, I
is that
know.
A thing?
We've covered so much, I feel like it's not even necessary. I just didn't want to leave you like, oh, wait, we didn't even get to the part we're talking about.
No, I mean, if there's a thing, we'll have to save it for another time. There's always, you don't want to burn everything. I don't want you guys to know everything about me
in
one episode.
You got to keep a little mystery. Yeah. And then, when am I going on your stream?
Oh, anytime. That's the thing. So for me, I'm like you in the sense of I feel like I'm encroaching on other people's time, so I don't reach out that much because I think they're busy.
I guess you have told me that before.
Yeah. So that is a problem.
It's always fine to ask.
But if I were to be like, hey, Sierra, would you want to do it tonight? you'd be like, no, I'm doing a podcast with someone. I'm like, oh, well, that sucks.
Oh, I see. Well, I would probably try to, like, pitch this weekend.
Yeah.
You know. So maybe this weekend.
Yeah. Well.
Well, not unless.
When do you release your podcast episodes?
Oh, normally on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
So I might release it on this coming Tuesday.
Well, you know what we could do if you're down? Mm-hmm. If you're going to release this on Tuesday, maybe we could stream on Tuesday. And then on my thing, I'd be like, hey, check out. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a raid, but.
Yeah, kind of like
podcast,
a raid.
Hey, and if any,
exactly. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And if anything, you'd get to experience what it's like to be on a stream.
Yeah.
I'd do my version of whatever. And you'll learn that maybe you like doing it.
Yeah.
And you'll want to start too.
Yeah. I like the concept, but.
I mean, I have almost 100% ratio of bringing people onto my stream and them wanting to stream afterwards,
cool.
Because we
sign.
Have such a good time.
Influencer.
Yeah. Also, my community is so supportive and fun that, you know, they're having a good time talking to them versus people that are like, oh, well, you're an idiot or you're not that funny, because that'll naturally make them not want to come on the stream again.
That's like going out. You know, trying something the first time, people being like, you suck at this. It's like, yeah. It's my first time, you know? And then you're like, I'm bad at that.
But full disclosure, I had a great idea for us, like, because this was supposed to be last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Sunday.
Originally, before I flaked. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we were going to do a stream afterwards, but, oh, man, that would have been. There was, like, this Japanese festival in Little Tokyo.
Oh, there was. Yeah.
And then there was, like, an ice cream
happening.
Thing, so.
Well, we can, I mean, Little Tokyo is always there.
Yeah, but. We'll come up with. I'll come up with something. I'll find you something.
I mean, I'll keep my eye out for events. So that's kind of, the thing is to go to something that's like visually exciting, and then we can.
It's just something to take us outside of our comfort zone a little bit, where we can show an audience something that they normally wouldn't see. Granted, it could be something normal, and we just give a different spin to it. Mm. But on the flip side, I want my co-host to have as much fun themselves and just, you know, relax, be along for a ride that they normally wouldn't do on their own, you know?
Beautifully said.
Is it? Was that? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I felt like that was a good.
I practiced that a little bit. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell your PR team that they did a good job.
All right, let me check some real fast. Boop. Yeah, that was great.
That was good. Cool. And then, okay, so why don't for the official end.
Yeah.
Tell the people where they can find you.
Well, if you guys really want to check out my stuff, like on this board, it says Cook Sucks. That's my Instagram, my MySpace, PlayStation Network profile. Don't look on Facebook. That is my Facebook. I would not accept your thing. That's my personal Facebook.
C-O-O-K.
Take that out.
Yeah,
C-O-O-K. But ultimately, you'll find me on twitch.tv/cooksucks. I'm Andy, a.k.a. Cook Sucks. That's really it. You can find me also in Koreatown walking around with a camera.
Right.
Say
hello.
Yeah. Drive by, say hello.
You know, apparently people do that.
Yes.
They don't
stream
do
that. Stream snipe me. Hit me up.
Oh, God. Yeah. Cook Sucks. COOKSUX.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what it's
called.
Okay. Pitch me ideas for what, like, people who listen to Stay Positive would be called. Like, Happy Boy.
Oh.
Stay Positive. What would that be?
Jesus. If I only had a. Stay positiverinos. I think Cotoneals is probably the best one, but because you want to broaden it out for everything.
I feel like for the I want.
Yeah, for Sierra. It's for Sierra, not just for the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cotoneals. All right. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming by.
Well, thank you for having
me. Appreciate your time. I know it's precious.
Oof. Yeah.
You gotta get back to the streams. But thank you.
I do. Andy. No, thank you guys. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye.